This hour of the show is brought to you by Sportsman's Bar and Grill.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horovitz here. Hey, Mark Howitt's here with me as well. We've got a long list that a lot. I think we'll get through it. If not, we're going to go into a third hour and overtime because there's a lot going on, and I kept adding to it and kept texting Mark as the day progressed. Mask Madness, is it back?
It is, and it's okay. Unbelievably ridiculous.
Are you seeing more people out there? Because Angela said that she, maybe it's because she's been on the show a lot this week and hearing us talk about it. She was at a store, it was Walmart, and she said, I swear there's more people wearing a mask. And I was like, probably because the control freaks from the top and the so-called experts are pushing this. So I think, yeah, you're seeing more masks because they list Central Command said something. It's like, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I ran into my good friend, Anthony, who I play chess with. He's from the Rez, from Kayenta. And he was wearing a mask. I'm like, come on, what are you doing?
Oh, come on, Anthony.
And he's like, man, I got PTSD. We had mask mandates for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It just became ingrained in his brain. Because, you know, the Rez had mask mandates long after everybody else had stopped.
Oh, it was like last year they finally stopped, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it was crazy how long it went on there.
Yep.
I remember driving through there at one point. 2 years into COVID, and I think it was that it might have been Kayenta that we get. You can head up to the Four Corners,
yep.
Right? It's on the right spot. Yep. There's like a Burger King there and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Go in there and they're like, you got to wear a mask to come in. It's like it's like stepping back in time.
Yeah,
you know. So they hung on for a long time. So
it's almost like saying, do you want leaded gas or unleaded? It's like,
yeah.
Is that even a thing anymore?
Either I want my electric car. Well, we'll hit on this some more.
I saw your Tesla's still out front.
Yeah, Bruce's Tesla's still out there. Hey, Bruce. Yeah, I don't care. It's on the street.
Looks good in front of your house. Nice and clean.
Yeah, he's getting that thing towed down to Phoenix because the Tesla people couldn't fix it on location.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big thing. If you buy these, you got to make sure you have the dealership. That's why I think it's still – I think it's a lease car, personally. I'm not big on leases.
Yep.
But that might be one I want to rent electric for a while.
Car. Yeah.
I also want to hit on the Russian Wagner guy who was killed today.
Or not.
I mean, let's get all the conspiracy theories going. Plane shot out of the sky in Russia that supposedly had him on it. This is the guy that had the mercenary forces that they were really, Russia was really relying on.
Yep.
For Ukraine. Does tonight's debate matter? There's a debate on Fox coming up. I believe it's at 6 p.m. right after the show here, Arizona time.
Yeah, it's going to be eight of the Republican candidates.
Yep. I got the list. Yep.
I don't know if they've expanded it since then.
Does it matter?
I think it does. It gives a couple of them, the DeSantis and the Swami. Help me with
Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy.
Yeah, Vivek Ramaswamy. It's taken me a while to get it. He's a sharp guy.
Yeah. Difficult name.
Successful guy.
It gives those two guys, I think, a real chance to move up.
Shine. Maybe. Or crash.
We'll
see what happens.
I don't think the rest of the field has any chance. But that's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that some more. Your opinions on that, folks. I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Olivia will be by in the second hour, by the way, to get comments. Plus, we're expecting Glenn Least as well. I think that'll be an extra bonus podcast that we'll put out there. Talk with Jeff.com. I heard an interesting take today. It was actually from Bongino. He's a podcast.
Okay.
And I don't get to listen to too many people, but I listened to the beginning, and he was asking or put out there, should Trump just skip bail tomorrow? You know, tomorrow's the indictment, the arrest tomorrow in Georgia. Oh. That's tomorrow's the big day. And he was like, just don't give bail. Make them lock you up and make a big deal out of it and see if they'll actually put you in jail and, you know, clear out the have the Secret Service clear out the wing of the jail where all the gangbangers everything.
You didn't have to put Secret Service in there with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
24/7. I mean,
So he was suggesting, yeah, call their bluff and see the circus just explode all of a sudden. So we'll hit on that.
I think he should.
That's what we're going to try to get to this hour. Next hour, housing system breakdown over Oliver Anthony. They're flipping out over this guy, the singer.
I finally watched his video.
Did you watch it? Raw, man. It's yeah. I like that kind of music. I've always liked that. And number one on the Billboard charts now, not just iTunes downloads and 32 million YouTube downloads, but actually the Billboard Hot 100, whatever it is. He bumped out like Luke Combs, Fast Car, if you know that song, and also Jason Aldean.
Tracy Chapman
from like the 80s, right?
Yeah. 80s, 90s. He did a recent remake.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was good. So we'll talk about that. Mark wants to talk about the end of tipping. He has an experience.
Tipping at restaurants.
Tipping. Yep. And some more ESG madness. So anyway, get any comments in. That's kind of the preview of what I got going on. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Subscribe to the podcast, please. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're doing video. It was kind of weird because YouTube ticked back some of my views. It's like all of a sudden there was less views and I could use all the views I can get. So do that. I just opened a Rumble account.
Nice.
People have encouraged me to do that. So if you are in Rumble, please follow me. I have like nobody on there right now. I just set it up today. And I've Congressman Eli Crane's interview is up there, the video.
Nice.
I think you should listen to this and watch this. It's an important interview because what he says about DC, if you didn't hear the interview yesterday, is really eye-opening. And he's just like, wow, this is really bad. I don't know if we can fix this.
Yep. There's a lot of ingrained. And there is the deep, you know, they always say the deep state.
Yeah.
It's a fake thing. It's not a fake thing. Mm. The reality is, it's how you define it. And there really is a deep state of people that you don't even know that have just been there forever and that really run things.
Yeah.
Heads of the various departments, Department of Education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not just the head. It's multiple people in the leadership.
The underlings.
There. Yep.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's more of the people right under the top people. The top people come and go as political appointees.
Yep, that's right.
The deputy this and that, and they just stay there. They move around to another area. They never get rid of them.
Yep.
We talked about this earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week. I said just chain up all the doors and tell everyone go home, chain them up, and close all those places down.
Yeah.
All these departments, all these divisions, the federal bureaucracy. It's not going to happen. I mean, unless what Eli Crane was saying yesterday in the interview, he says, the only way I think that this gets fixed, sadly, I'm just paraphrasing what he said, listen to the interview, is we have an economic calamity and they are starved of money.
No, they'll just borrow more. They'll print more. We've seen this. when the government starts
just
money,
inflate, and then we'll all pay for the inflation, not them, because they'll keep the system going.
Oh yeah,
you make
inflation
a good point.
Is so hard. I mean, it's especially for older people who are on fixed incomes. They've got their retirement.
I'm trying to be somewhat optimistic, and at some point, of course, what he's laying out is like an economic depression and crash. That's not happy for anybody. But in the end, on the side, I'm thinking, okay, maybe things would be better. But then, if you think about it in historical terms, and you think like, well, there's been plenty of countries that are starved of money: North Korea, Berlin, or Iran. East Germany. I mean, Iran,
Russia.
Yeah, there's all these countries, and Cuba. They still managed to have a tyrannical state, a police state, where they didn't need a lot of money for people to spy and turn over. It just took fear, and they were able to control the population. So I guess my theory, that's bad too.
Yeah.
I don't know how we get out of this. Maybe it's just massive inflation. You just get used to, your burger's going to be, $800, and your new Tesla's going to be $4.2 million.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
No, personal opinion, I think just massive revival in this country is the only thing that's going to change anything. So if you want to donate some money, donate it to some really good preacher guy. Because until people's
get back to faith,
change,
you
could try to change all the laws you want, try to change things as hard as you want. But until people change, there's no hope.
And you have all the immorality out there, and people just don't give a heck anymore. And it's just, so how do you can't change that when you have kind of a culture that's rotten.
Yeah.
And no amount of money makes anything. It's like money. If you have a bad marriage, money ain't going to make that any better.
No.
Adding kids to it ain't going to make it any better. Another car ain't going to make it better. And I think that's where we're at right now. We're very wealthy by historic standards.
Mm-hmm.
Even though times are tough for a lot of people, it's still pretty dang good.
Better than the rest of the world.
Better than the rest of humanity that came before us.
Yeah.
you know, for thousands of years.
That's 100% true.
So is, how do you, you know, is there, people are like, hey, yeah, there ain't really a big problem because I'm living a pretty good life. I go to the game, I watch TV, I hang out with my friends, I go to a restaurant.
Got enough food.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll keep trudging along, I guess, and just hope that that there's enough of us out there to keep changing this thing.
I hope so. I've really got big hopes for this next election. I'm just hoping that the Republicans do not just, if they stick to talking about the border and election fraud, they're going to lose again. That's just the reality. The middle 20%.
What's the middle want to hear? What do they want to hear?
What do they want to hear?
Yeah. Tell me.
Good question.
Okay, let's change the order here.
Yep.
Let's go to tonight's debate. Okay. Yep. What do they want to hear? The ones, are they even watching tonight though, Mark, honestly?
The middle? I think they are. I think the middle does.
All right.
You know, there's 40, when we talk about the middle, there's 40% of America that's always, always, always going to vote Democrat, and the other 40, always, always Republican.
Yeah,
there's only 20% in the middle that are that might go this way or that, swing voters. My sister-in-law is one of them, conservative, but swings this way and that. I would say big issues are housing. People are realizing that they have been locked. If you don't already have a house, you're pretty well locked out
of
getting
one. If you ain't in it, you ain't in it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So housing's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Let's you want to take them one by one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Housing. Yeah, you make a good point. If you ain't in it, look, you bought your home a long time ago. I bought my home a long time ago. I've been in the house in Flagstaff for 23 years.
Likewise.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So you think about that, and people would be shocked when you tell them, well, you could get plenty of homes in the 150s to low 200s. Low 200s was like,
I built my house
good stuff.
With the land for low 200s.
Yeah. And of course the dollars lost value in that time. So, okay. In a normal world, that home might be worth $350 now, but it's worth $700-$800
at least,
if not more. So
that's
that's not just here. It's everywhere. It's all over, unless you're in the middle of nowhere.
So. And everything is inflated except for wages have not gone up that much.
Not compared to
It
hasn't kept up.
Wages have not kept up with the cost of a car, the cost of a house.
Yeah. The only thing that hasn't gone up is like your computer. Computers just say the same price or lower.
Yeah,
a couple things like that.
I think computers, I haven't studied this, but I bet they've been the same price ever since they came out in the, whatever that was, 70s with the, I don't know when the very first computer was, but
there were thousands of dollars back then. Yeah,
You know, $3,000 was a lot of money back then.
Well, that was a lot more, yeah. I remember buying a laptop, like an Apple laptop in the early 2000s for about $1,000, and now they're still about $1,000.
So actually,
they've kind of come down. Yeah, you can get higher-end ones, you know, either time. Okay, so the entry, so you think
housing
nationally is a big issue. I don't even see that topic coming up tonight.
Here's why housing is such a big issue, too. I need to point this out. The older generation has their house.
Yeah.
They're not affected by housing.
Yeah.
They just don't have to move. Just don't move and you're fine. Right. So that, call it the 50 year olds and up.
Okay.
You're set.
All right. All right. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm getting close.
Right.
You're there?
I'm there. 50.
Okay.
I'm going to be 53
soon. You're the older generation. Okay.
But the people that have graduated college, they've got a good job. You know, they've become they're working at Gore here in Flagstaff or Ruger in Prescott or one of these, you know, decent, should be a good job where you can buy a house. They're frustrated because they're looking at the market and they're like, median house price in Flagstaff, $700,000. Prescott's similar. Sedona is almost $1 million.
Yeah, you said that last week. Yeah, we had Kelly on last week.
Yeah,
Kelly brought us. Yeah.
Yep. And so that the older generation is not going to be affected by the housing topic, but this new generation that is now voting, interested in politics, this is a hot topic for them.
Yeah.
They're not worried about the border. Nobody's coming across the border stealing their job, their white collar job. At all.
They might be contributing to the housing problem, but that's a hard thing to explain in a 30-second response.
Maybe, but they're also the same people that are building the houses. I mean, the labor out there, you know, is a lot of the labor is the people coming across the border. So I think housing is, for that middle 20% of voters, is a super hot topic.
Okay.
I don't think they care about the border. And I don't think they care that much about healthcare because they're still in their prime.
They might still be on mom and dad's healthcare nowadays.
They might still be on mom and
dad's
healthcare.
They might not realize how much it actually costs yet because healthcare, it to me, is a huge one because we still have five of us on healthcare, on whatever,
insurance,
right?
Or whatever.
$1,000 a month, I think we're paying now.
Okay.
Is what Angela told me. And that's with a $10,000 deductible.
Yeah.
that $1,000 a month not too long ago, I'm starting to sound like my parents back in the day, that was more than a house payment.
Right.
You know, now that's what your that was rent not too long ago, just a few years ago. Now that's, you're basically paying rent or a house payment almost equivalent for healthcare. But I think that's maybe older people or people that have families that are paying all these premiums. Younger people are like, it's just me. Okay, I'll pay. Or my employer might pay for it.
Yeah, the younger people, you're mostly, I mean, there are those people that get sick, the sudden cancer thing or whatever, but in general, younger people are healthier.
Yeah.
They're not being hit with the $10,000 deductible every year.
Or they're naive at that point, and they're like, I'm healthy and I'm good. You're invincible, right? Yeah. So you're like, I don't need that, whatever. Okay, so you've got, let's hit some more when we come back. What'd you hit, housing?
Housing is the hot one.
Okay.
I think debt, credit card debt, student debt, just general debt.
Okay, let's hit that when we come back. I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send your comments in. Olivia will be by in hour two, and she always loves reading over your comments. Let's see here. First up, is that your phone?
Should we call Just Wireless?
They're not first up, but if it had been a drink, we could call Zero Res if you spilled it all over the floor here. Tile floors, carpets, the fabric, the upholstery, you know, all of that. Zero Res Northern Arizona, they can fix all of that. They can get all the spots out. They can get those odors out. I got a great special for you for this month. August is pet month. So when you go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, type in puppy love, all one word, capital puppy love. Get 20% off pet related services with promo code puppy love, including pet and odor remover and spot treatments. They do a great job. And we all love our pets out there, but be good to get rid of those odors. Do you have pets?
So I've grown up with dogs. We had dogs. Yeah. The last one was amazing. He's a golden retriever, and he died. He, you know, got old.
Yeah.
Actually, I killed him, okay? So, yeah. I mean, I took him to the vet and I said, put him down.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's a sad day.
It is. Yeah. And
I had to do that once.
Yeah, it's a tough thing because dogs in the wild would die normally on their own.
Yeah.
But when they're domesticated, then you're like, well, he's still alive, but suffering. He's not getting up and he's suffering.
Yeah, that's what happened. It's barely rough. Weighed anything.
So we're looking at getting another pet.
You're in it. You're back in it. Yeah.
And I was like, I want to get another golden retriever. So I talked to, you know, some breeders and this rescues and this and that. So the last one we got was, I think it was $200 or $300.
Yeah, talk about inflation. Let me hear it.
$3,000
So I'm
looking at rescues now. I'm like, I don't want to spend $3,000 for a dog.
Yeah,
but wow,
it's a lot. Yeah, I got Addie was a rescue. She's like a healer mix. You know, real good dog. But yeah, that's all. It's all gone up. I think even the rescues are $150 now or something. You know, a couple hundred bucks.
That's more than my first two cars cost.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's almost as much as my Datsun B210. Anyway, you got a pet. Go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Type in promo code Puppy Love. They're going to take really good care of you. Okay, more things that Mark and I think or agree on and disagree on, and maybe you as well, when it comes to what's important to, especially those swing voters coming up here in the election and tonight's debate. Hang tight.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
If you get a rock chip in your windshield, you know, that's when the rock comes up from the road and it causes that indention, that chip out of the shield before it starts spreading. Don't let it spread because then you're going to need a whole new windshield. I want you to call Diamond Auto Glass first. Don't call your insurance company. Don't make a claim because most of these places, they're running it through a nationwide glass shop. They're letting them answer their phones. And of course, that's where they're going to send you. And that may cause delays and it may take a lot longer to replace your windshield. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Right on 4th Street in Flagstaff, repairing a chip will stop it from spreading. It's going to save you from a costly windshield replacement. Done that before. We got a rock chip when we were pretty far away from Flagstaff on one of our big road trips, and by the time we got back to Flagstaff, it was pretty much, you know, spider webbed all across. Diamond Auto Glass got us a whole new windshield, though. And by the way, now if I get a rock chip in my windshield, and this will pertain to you as well, you have coverage. You have chip repair warranty going forward. No appointment needed. Just stop on by. Most repairs take about 10 to 15 minutes. Always call Diamond Auto Glass first at 928-779-4140. That's Diamond Auto Glass at 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Mark Howard here with me. We're talking about tonight's GOP presidential debate, minus Trump, I should add.
Right.
You've got eight folks who are there running for second position.
I did catch an interesting blurb today that Rudy Giuliani turned himself in Georgia.
Oh, did I know they were trickling in because I think tomorrow or Friday was the deadline or whatever. We know Trump is scheduled for tomorrow morning. There was like 26 or 30. There was quite a few people, most of which I haven't heard of. Giuliani. Did he get bond? Did you follow it?
I didn't follow it. No,
yeah, but I didn't follow it today.
The sad thing that happens in these is a lot of there'll be a lot of fall guys in this, right?
There will be. And there's going to be people that are going to flip.
Yep.
And say, when people flip, they sometimes say the truth. They sometimes say total lies. They sometimes meld it all together.
Whatever,
because they're trying to cover their rear. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Here's the thing. I think that tonight's debate will be pretty much forgotten by tomorrow.
I think
Trump's going to turn himself in, and that's it. That's it. That's the news.
That's the news. Yep.
Yeah. It's just, so it's going to wipe out any whoever comes out ahead tonight gets a little bounce, I think.
Yep.
So the short lived.
We were talking about before the break there that what matters to voters, that middle 20%, what matters to them? So housing, I think debt. You know, a lot of people are up housing to their eyeballs.
Debt, I would agree with. Yes. I would agree with that. Student loan debt, the Democrats are going to promise to forgive it.
Yep.
Give it away. But it's also credit card debt, housing debt.
Car debt.
Car debt, you name it.
Yeah, and it doesn't, all those debts, excluding the housing debt, prevents you from being able to get the house, too.
Very true.
Yeah. You know, because they look at your debt to income ratio, yep. And if you got student loans, you got car loans, you got credit card loans, they're like, there's nothing left to buy a house with.
Yeah, you qualify for this amount per month based off your income.
Yep.
But then you have to subtract all the other payments you got to make, and next thing you know,
you can't qualify.
You barely qualify, yeah, right. Or don't qualify. Okay, so housing, debt.
Debt. I think the Republicans need to address climate change.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I am with you. I think it's a bunch of nonsense, but
You're chilling me here.
It's been so ingrained into the American public that
especially the young.
The young, especially. So that
they have to address it. Here's how you address it. This is a bunch of BS. Next question.
You can't just say that. You have to win these climate change brainwashed people. You can't just unbrainwash them by saying it's a bunch of baloney. So you have to come at it tactfully and just say things around it.
Okay. Like this, right? You believe that the world's going to end. You talk quiet, like in a soothing voice.
Right.
You believe the world's going to end. I understand that. We're in a safe space here. It's not going to end. Everything's going to be all right. They told us the same thing when I was your age, and it was supposed to have ended. I can pull up the dates.
Yes.
Some of the same people. Everything's going to be okay. Here's a kitten. I mean, would that work? Something like that?
Well, yeah, the reality is, I mean, I was
alive. Or am I being...
I was alive in the 70s when they were talking about the coming ice age.
Yeah, the
right?
ice age is coming. And, they might be right on that one.
But, you know, you can address it tactfully. You can say, you know, pollution is a problem. Always.
Yeah, we agree. We can agree on that.
Everybody's like, hey, let's reduce... Nobody's going to say, let's increase pollution. Right?
I agree, yeah. Your plastic sign that says climate action now that blew into the forest... It's a problem.
It's a problem.
Yeah,
that's right.
Things like that.
Your private jet.
I should be the ambassador to connect with these youngsters.
Well, that is the problem is they're watching MSNBC. They're watching all this
Rachel
nonsense.
Maddow and
and they're brainwashed because if that's all you hear, you start to think it's true. You
know? Of course.
You have to unbrainwash them.
How do you unwind? Okay, go ahead.
Or work with their brainwashing.
Whew. Man, this is, I don't know if I have that kind of patience.
Oh, I don't either. But
I mean, maybe there's someone. It's not me and you.
But to get their vote, you've got to work with their, you've got to say, I think electric cars are great.
You, at the beginning of the year, you said you were trying to turn over a little kinder leaf or something. I remember that. Now look at this. Now you're a social worker. You're trying to connect with the climate change people.
Well, the reality is both sides are trying to manipulate that middle 20%.
Yeah.
No, well, you're right. The Democrats especially. The Republicans don't even know how to do it.
The Democrats are real good at it.
The Republicans are great at it.
Yeah, they're trying to, you need to offer some of those Democrat strategists a lot of money to have them flip.
Exactly.
Flip ship there. Yeah. Okay, so we'll see. Climate change one's interesting. You threw me, I didn't see that one coming, but they believe big on that. There's even a lot of conservative/Republican youngsters that like, hey, this is, if you look at polls, this is an issue.
If we go back to Prohibition days when they outlawed alcohol, that started 20, 30, 40 years earlier by brainwashing the kids in school when they got old enough to vote. couple of generations that all of a sudden, and they allowed women to vote at the same time.
No,
all of a sudden,
you're dead on. Yeah. You're dead on. We've got, that's the thing. They're ahead of us.
Yes.
They've been at this for decades.
They've got the schools.
Yep.
Everything.
They've got everything. Social media. They've got the government. They got everything. So we have and we were so late to the game. They have decades on us. And
yes.
It will take decades to unwind. We've started. Yep. We're maybe 10 years into the 5 years into the unwinding.
Yep.
But that's a lot of unwinding. You're onto something.
If you work at it hard.
Yep. Yeah. All right. If you want to go and get a great steak and take one of your climate changing folks out there and say, let's go on and get a great steak.
Well, the good thing about it, one less cow is one less cow causing
cow flatulence.
Warming.
Yeah. So you go get that steak at my good buddy, John Moore, former mayor of, Williams, beautiful town, fun town to go to. John Moore's place, Ms. Kitty's Steakhouse, right there on Route 66. Go downtown, enjoy yourself. Maybe take the zip line. There's a slide thing, the roller coaster type thing that's going down the mountain now. There's all kinds of fun stuff. Arizona. Yep. Then go on to Miss Kitty's Steakhouse, get some great food, open from 4 to 9 p.m., also 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. For breakfast. Great breakfast at Miss Kitty's Steakhouse. All right, hang tight. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
You know, it is a beautiful time of year to take just a nice 30-minute drive from Flagstaff West onto I-40 to Williams. And why don't you pop in and say hi to former Mayor John Moore at Miss Kitty's Steakhouse in downtown Williams on Route 66. Miss Kitty's Steakhouse features a huge variety of steaks. I absolutely love their steaks there. Every time I go out to Williams, I stop by Miss Kitty's Steakhouse. I've also got a great selection, great menu of poultry and fish. And they're open from Monday. Oh, they're open every day of the week from Monday through Sunday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also, don't forget to check out Miss Kitty's Steakhouse breakfast menu. First class breakfast between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. all throughout the week as well. For more information, you can go to MissKittySteakhouse.com. That's MissKittySteakhouse.com on those busy Friday and Saturday nights when everybody's going out to see Old Town Williams right there on Route 66. Why don't you call for a reservation at 928-433-5889. That's Miss Kitty's Steakhouse in Williams on Route 66.
You're listening to The Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Get those in. Please subscribe to the podcast. Follow the video on, what was that one? Rumble. We're on Rumble now. Be like my first 10 there. It's always sad when you start a new account.
Right.
And you're like such a loser. You know, yeah, so make me a non-loser, yep, please. And follow. It's follow on Rumble, unlike YouTube, which is subscribe. YouTube, you know, I'm getting more and more hits on that, but every day I get a warning about something, and there's usually like a reference to the UN on, because I talk about this stuff.
Well, keep in mind that YouTube is owned by Google.
Right? I know.
So
they're just the big ones, you know.
They're the big ones, and they can control what they put up before you.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So, hey, help get, if you're on Rumble. Are you on Rumble? Yeah,
I'm not on Rumble, okay, but I do watch stuff on other, you know, Vimeo and all these different ones.
But I can't even pronounce Vimeo, so every time I see it, I'm like, Vimeo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I use DuckDuckGo usually.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'll still say,
maskier.
Hey, just Google it, even though I mean DuckDuckGo it.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's become a verb.
Yeah. No, I hear it. Yeah, it's like DuckDuckGo it. DuckDuckGo it.
Tonight's debate, what do you want the questions to be? What do you want to hear these people talk about?
Yeah, I haven't given this much thought because I've just been on so many other things. But I would say that for me, it's the monetary system. But that's such a snooze.
Yeah,
you know, it's like everybody else is just like whatever.
So
that's stupid. The debt, the monetary system.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. The meeting yesterday, which I haven't gotten the outcome yet, but the BRICS nations met. They're talking more and more and more about an alternative reserve currency backed by gold. I don't think they're there yet, but as the dollar loses more of its percentage of purchases and transactions around the world, they're going to get there. As we, you know, the risk we have in this country, like when we shut off Russia, right? No matter what your stance is on the Russia-Ukraine thing, when you start just seizing assets and using the currency as a weapon, countries take note because they're like, are we next? Do we really want to hold trillions of dollars? And then you shut us off and say, okay, good luck. It's your problem now. So I think that's one of the things that should be discussed. Will it come up? Maybe. Maybe a little bit. I mean, it'll be like as much as your housing question.
So what? Right? What is really preventing the Chinese currency from becoming the reserve? And then we should probably ask this to Glenn Leist when he comes in. But
trust, faith, and trust. I mean, on a communist or you know, a system like that, people are concerned, even though they've, you know, they made great strides as far as industrialization and all that. People just, they don't have the faith that they're not just going to turn it off too. They don't trust that. I wouldn't trust any of them. I wouldn't have any, you know, I'd rather have the currency backed by goats or something. I mean, it's actually be better than what we got now. Chickens, corn, anything, seashells. But yeah, there's a trust factor. That's the problem. That's why nobody's usurped the U.S. as far as the reserve currency, because who else is there? Who else has that kind of power, unless there's a basket that comes along, but then people start disagreeing.
Okay, so, you know, so tonight's debate, there's a few things I would like to.
Yeah, I'll have more, but go ahead.
What is the U.S. going to do to be involved in Africa? The Chinese are taking over Africa.
That's not coming. Right? Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. That won't even hit, but go ahead. Let me write these down.
What are we going to do to stop getting involved in foreign wars?
Okay, hang on.
Afghanistan, Iraq. Yeah.
Slow down. Africa, because I'm going to quiz you. Maybe I'll call you tomorrow or something. Oh. Africa, foreign wars.
This is not what I think they should talk about, but this is or this is what I think they should talk about, but
they
not
won't.
What they won't.
Yeah. Okay. Foreign wars will come up in the Ukraine will come up in a big way. As should we be dumping money into that endless abyss of, you know, the only country more corrupt than Ukraine would probably be Russia, you know?
Right.
Should that stuff will come up.
That'll come up, but well, the bigger question of should we keep doing these endless wars? Like, I get it. Go bomb the Taliban in Afghanistan. But do we really need to be troops on the ground for X number of years?
20 years.
And then withdraw and it goes back to worse than before.
Well, that was, trillions of dollars, untold lives.
Yep.
Yeah. Where'd it get us?
Are we really just funding Texas? Because that's where all the defense industry is, right? In this country. Is that why? I mean, Texas never has a recession. Last recession, Texas is like, oh, you guys had a recession?
What recession? Okay. Foreign wars, foreign involvement. Yep. It'll come up in the context of Ukraine, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing, switching manufacturing, not just to the U.S., but just to the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah. Bringing supply chain, bringing things back here.
To this hemisphere. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be.
That's a great point. It doesn't even have to be in the U.S., although that'd be fine. But I think it's impractical now because the input costs, the wage costs.
Right. But you shift manufacturing partially to Guatemala. Guatemalans have been trying to get into America because they need a better life. Well, you give them jobs there.
Check out El Salvador. They backed their currency with crypto. They're the first. They have Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think Chile was doing that. Or Peru.
Are they doing that? Yeah.
It's been a thing in the Western Hemisphere. Yeah, we'll see southern that. Part.
Okay, so you're saying re-insource. Originally, when we had the outsourcing courtesy of people like Clinton and Bush, Bush Sr., it was this promise about how great it was all going to be. And it was like, okay, they went over to Mexico for a while. Mexico did great. But then Mexico became too expensive and it went to Southeast Asia. Now China's even too expensive. It's in Vietnam. It's in Burma, whatever they call it now, Myanmar, you know, places like that.
Places that are changing their names every
year. Yeah. If your country changes name every 10 years, I don't know if you want to set up $1 billion factory there. I'm just saying.
It's been going to Estonia a lot.
It'll be nationalized.
Eastern Bloc countries. But, you know, Americans want, we don't want to pay full price for goods to be produced here. We can't, right?
No, everybody says they want the jobs here, but until you go to Walmart and your pencil is doubled or whatever.
Quadrupled. You know, cheap plastic stuff needs to be made somewhere offshore.
Okay.
But it doesn't need to be China. It could be in this hemisphere, giving people in this hemisphere the jobs. That solves the border problem. Mm. And it solves, relying on China problem.
Okay. Yeah, and it also is just a matter of strategic positioning.
Yep.
Let's say there's a war with Russia, a war with China. Getting things across the big ocean's a little more complicated than running it by land.
We're still trying to buy stuff from China so we could fight China in a war.
Yeah, it's like hey, we need some more rare earth elements for our guidance systems. They probably sell it to us.
They probably would.
They'd be like, okay, never mind. How many do you need? Let's pause. It'd be like World War I when they had to pause during Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, okay. Okay, yeah, re-insourcing, I think, is important. That may come up. That should be, you know, that's becoming more successful. Drive down to Phoenix.
Yep.
You're seeing big chip manufacturers. They're making
some of the high-tech stuff come back, which is, the high-tech is really important. And raw materials are also really important. Concrete, your steel, your aluminum.
I wish that we would talk about, I mean, we could take some cues off of things that have been going on, like with that Oliver Anthony song about how Americans are down and out, not yeah. making it here good, or things are falling apart because we're taking care of the rest of the world. I wish that they'd talk about, I'm not big on big infrastructure projects because they often become just boondoggles, mm-hmm. but how do we find a way that states can keep more of their money, not send it to DC, and then these states can improve the bridges
yep.
and the highways, and because infrastructure is key to having a society that's successful. You don't have a road. The roads aren't here because you go drive your Tesla around. The roads are here for commerce.
Right.
You know, the highways and all that. The interstate system has a lot to do with defense, too.
It does. You know, it's defense.
Eisenhower did that. Yeah.
It's commerce.
But commerce.
And commerce is defense.
It is. Yeah. You got to be able to move stuff around. Right.
So here in Flagstaff, Northern Arizona, I-40 closed on Sunday. Closed again on Monday.
Yep.
Two fatal accidents, completely closed.
See that trailer crossed the...
Across the entire highway.
You couldn't plan... You'd see that in a movie and you'd be like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
The trailer's going to be blocking the whole
sure.
thing and the shoulder.
And the shoulder.
That's what it was.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Closed the highway for...
3 hours.
Was it 3 hours?
3 hours on Monday.
My daughter Isabel was stuck in that.
Was she really?
Yeah, she got out after like half hour. They finally were detouring people off. But yeah, things...
So...
It's so important.
So important.
Transportation.
So yes, we should be talking about... Question nine, how much of a priority is transportation going to be?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, our railroad systems, there's been more and more accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Are we working under tracks?
Air traffic controllers?
We talked, Olivia read an article yesterday. 30 or 40 near misses in the past month, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head. Just in Sky Harbor, there was 100 feet apart, and that's close.
There was 40, I think it was 40 near misses at Sky Harbor.
Oh, I didn't, yeah, okay.
The way I understood. Now, when they say near miss, they're not talking like, just barely touching wings. You're talking.
It's 100. This was 100 feet.
This one, yeah.
But, yeah, but it could be close. It could be.
It could be thousands of feet.
But when you're going, coming in at 160 knots or whatever they're at, that doesn't take long to cover.
You cover a lot of ground fast.
That distance, yeah. And then you're dead.
And so, chronic situation with airlines, both lack of pilots and lack of air traffic controllers.
Mm-hmm.
And then people have this pent up energy post COVID. They're like, me included, let's travel.
Yeah, until they reimpose mask mandates.
Then I'll be like, let's not travel.
I'm booking tickets right now. I think you are too.
Yep.
And I'm like, we better get trip insurance because I don't think I can do it.
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to force that mask.
Thankfully, most of the airlines let you cancel your flight up to really close to before you leave, you get a credit. But
yeah. But what's some of these things, what should the government do as far as re-insourcing? I don't want any monetary, like in the infrastructure plan, investment act, whatever that crap was, the $1 trillion plus package.
Mm-hmm.
That was garbage, right? And some of that went, and then the chips bill, remember that, where the chip manufacturers, tech manufacturers, they were getting all kinds of money to come here. It's like these are multi-billion dollar international organizations. We're giving them tax breaks.
Yep.
What I want is a friendly business environment that, and
just
friendly,
get out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way. Friendly tax system. That's what they can do. I don't want any hand in, because it's just fascism, deep into fascism. I don't want the hand of government in, we'll give you this. We'll give you this, sweetheart, dude. Because you're a business owner. I'm a business owner. And like, I don't get those deals.
So there was actually, when I was working at the legislature, there was a bill proposed to make it illegal to give tax breaks to businesses by cities. So, because here's what happens. Down the valley, Walmart says, hey, we want to build a new Walmart, Gilbert. Let us do it there. And they say, no. They just go to the next town over and say, if you give us a tax break, we'll build here. And they just keep going and they say, who's going to give us the biggest tax break? Not just a tax break.
They shop it.
Shop it. And it makes no sense because it's going to get built somewhere. So just make it illegal for all the towns to give tax breaks.
Yeah. No, I think that I hate that. It's dumb to do it as a city.
Yep.
Because you never win in that deal. All right. So just some of our ideas. I mean, there's a lot more. I'll watch the debate. We'll see what they discuss that me and Mark are hitting on. If you got something specific, we'll try to get Olivia here to read your comments later in the program. Talk with, and maybe tomorrow, and we'll be like, no, you were wrong. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Let's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. It is, what is it? Wednesday? Are we at Wednesday, Olivia? Wednesday, which means Wing Wednesday.
Wing Wednesday. I was thinking about that on the way over.
I always say it, and you guys are like, I don't know what you're talking about. Wing Wednesday at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, half-price wings. If you want to fight inflation, put it on Sportsman's. They're eating the other half for you, so go get but get a drink, too. Take advantage of their drink specials there.
Yep.
Always got something on their $4 menu. I don't know if they got Pozzoli tonight, but hot wings and Pozzoli, mix those different things up like that.
How can you have a $4 menu? It's so
it's unusual. Yeah, it's I mean, and I get a cup of pozole there, and it's a healthy portion, and it's good stuff. So yeah. They got a lot on there. Check it out, Sportsman's Bar and Grill, voted best sports bar in Flagstaff, just north of the hospital, or just north of downtown. Just south of the hospital, which may not be there at some point, but it'll be a while.
That's another issue.
Depending, another issue we'll try to hit on. Sportsman's Bar and Grill, go check it out and take advantage of Wing Wednesday. Hang tight. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
Is the Biden economic disaster hitting your household a bit harder than you expected? Is inflation killing your personal budget? Now, Just Wireless was here for you in 2009, and they are here for you in 2023. Why would you pay full price for a new smartphone when you can get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless and save a whole bunch of money? Or if you're like me, I've taken my smartphone to Just Wireless to get it repaired. They've taken care of cracked screens, charging port problems. They can also change out that battery. Check out Just Wireless's two locations in Flagstaff, across from the Flagstaff Mall, and also on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Stop on by today and see how your hometown, locally owned cell phone guru can help you save money. And also check them out at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com. Talking about cars earlier, and we were talking about health insurance earlier. You think that's one of the things? No, I don't think that was one of the things that you thought would come. I think that's one thing that concerns a lot of folks out there. But
I think it does the older generation, but not that that younger swing voter.
Yeah.
That you've got to capture.
Yeah, maybe insurance. I mean, that's something that's important. Eric Boatner and Lisa over at Allstate Agency, they can help you out. If you're that youngster that thinks, I don't need any insurance because I'm never going to crash, you're probably highly likely. So, especially if you're used to driving the new cars now, and then you get in like one of the old cars and you're like, oh, it didn't tell me there was a vehicle on the right side and I crashed into it, you know, things like that.
Oh, yeah. Another law that needs to change is we've got to raise our minimal coverages that we require for cars.
Oh, yeah. If someone smacks into you, you're like, oh, they got tiny
$15,000.
Yeah. Well, I bet. Yeah. Eric Boatner will know what those minimum coverages are. I don't even know anymore. They'll take care of any of your insurance needs out there, including homes and auto and motorcycle, RV, off-road vehicles, boat, business owners, life insurance. If you're a crazy driver, you might want to double up on that. Give them a call. Eric Boatner, Allstate Agency, 928-774-8722. Now, I will watch the debate. I was thinking I wasn't. I was like, I'm just not excited about it yet. But it will be nice to see if anyone distinguishes themselves in this crowd. You've got eight of them. The one guy tore his Achilles or whatever. He meant to be standing tonight. Like last night, he was like playing basketball. You got Nikki Haley, the only female up there. Mike Pence, Doug Burgum, I think was the one that twisted his ankle or something like that. Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, Tim Scott, and Asa Hutchinson. I don't even know who that is. And I'll be fair. I will watch and say, okay, if I'd never seen these people, except for Chris Christie. I mean,
Asa is a player, but. Okay. Pence should be, but he doesn't have the charisma.
Yeah, no. All right, we got more next hour. We're going to continue down the list. So stick around. Get those comments in as well. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Back in a few. This hour of the show is brought to you by ZeroResNorthernArizona.com.
You're listening to The Jeff Orr Show.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of the show here. Olivia joins us. We'll be looking for your comments. Mark Howitz here as well. Comments, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Okay, we hit on the debate, which is happening tonight at 6 here in just about an hour.
You can only see it on Fox and Rumble.
Rumble, which I have started an account on Rumble. I uploaded Congressman Eli Crane's interview. So we have another social media thing to manage, Olivia. Fun. That should be your job. I should pawn off all that on you. Here I am. I'm saying don't get your kids involved in social media. But this would be a paid gig. So unless you're getting paid for
Olivia, you got to play this up well. You're like, I need a new computer then, and an iPad, and a smarter smartphone.
Yeah, exactly. And there are some demands that come with this job.
It's okay. You can negotiate. Everything's negotiable, right?
That's right.
So, anyway, I have a Rumble account. Just type in Orvitz or Jeff Orvitz. And I have a couple of followers since we just started today. So if you're on there, please do that. I guess, it's streaming. The Fox News Debate Rumble or Fox.
Yep.
And you've got the 8 there. Well, we'll see. We'll see if anyone ignites anything here. I think, like I said, to sum it up from last hour, Mark had a bunch of suggestions of what they should talk about. Maybe you can email us as well.
But considering the outlets they're on, they're going to stick to the far right topics. Because now this group tonight is going to try to appeal to the conservative base because they need to win in the primary. So they're not going to touch on the topics I want them to.
Yeah.
And they're not even going to touch on the topics that the middle swing voters are going to be concerned with because they are going to...
They don't need them yet. They don't need them yet.
They don't need them yet. They need the primary win, which means...
It's still Trump's 40 points ahead.
Yeah.
I don't see it change. I see Trump as the nominee. I don't see him backing down. I don't see him, no matter what happens with the trials, no matter what happens with tomorrow's indictment.
Oh, he won't back down. That's
he's not
sure.
going to back down. No. He's going to be the nominee and be doing all this at the same time.
Yep.
And part of me is like, hey, if he gets back in there, he must have a list of all the underlings he once fired. I mean, he's going to go on a rampage firing people and really chewing into the deep state this time. So I'm not convinced that he can win yet because of that middle 20% you're talking about. Yep. But then Biden is so out of it, man. I mean, watching the Maui thing, was that yesterday? He was in Maui and he's like snoozing and saying stupid comments about his stupid house fire that was like nothing, where he's acting like he was in peril and his cat was, and these people are like, we just lost everything. We just lost. That's how out of touch these politicians are. That's what politics does to you. That's what Washington D.C. 50 years does to you. Markets. He's another person. Nothing like us anymore.
You're completely out of touch with the working class. You know, Obama famously said, "We built it." It's like, no, you didn't build it.
Yeah, you didn't build that. I had a shirt. I wish I kept that shirt. The shirt that said, he said, you didn't build that. We built it. Meaning that, without the government, you couldn't have done anything. It's like, well, where'd the government come from? These people are so clueless.
The people for the people.
They're like, without the government, there wouldn't be that road there. I don't know. Without that business, there wouldn't be a need for the road to go there.
That's right.
And then the houses came and people came. I mean, they don't understand how it works because why would you?
Well, government.
Why would you, Mark? You're
a government.
You're
really
your life.
Should be a bunch of people that are entrepreneurs, got their businesses, and they all get together and say, "Hey, we need a road." So they make a little government that just manages building the road,
like a district.
Yeah,
and then it ends when we don't need it anymore.
Exactly.
It's just a temporary tax or a temporary law, which is
it's
a temporary.
Like they create
thing.
All these like committees or whatever, and they don't ever go away.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm trying
goes
to
away.
Think of anything that's gone away, especially on the federal side that they've created.
No,
I really need to do a deep dive into federal agencies because you all know the the FBI, the CIA,
but
how many are there where you're like, I read them sometimes. I'm like, we have that.
Yeah.
What is that? Well, how many people is that?
One of my favorite podcasters pointed out, he's like, don't go in and try to kill the EPA. It's not going to work. Pick one of these small agencies that nobody cares
about
and just eliminate it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Nobody would know.
Don't absorb it into a bigger agency. Just get rid of it.
Yeah. It's a problem that happens now as they get absorbed into, Homeland Security gobbles up all this other stuff didn't exist before.
Yep. I mean, if we 9/11. Don't know about it, then it's probably not doing a lot of important things
anyway.
It's
the most important agency you've never heard of.
Exactly.
Without them, the world would sink.
Sink. That's right.
like Guam.
So masks are
okay, masks.
Oh, this is you can't time this better, right? So Trump and Giuliani and all these guys are in Georgia, being indicted, possibly arrested at the same time in Georgia, in Atlanta. Mm. You've got Morris Brown College, it's a private college,
masking up
mostly African American. The president, Kevin James, of Morris Brown College,
the guy with two first names,
is now requiring masks, even though he admits we've had zero cases of COVID.
Well, I mean, you can never be too safe.
And that's what he said.
Yeah, right?
He was like, well, we should take precautions because it's out there.
Time to get two masks on.
Now, Jeff, I studied it really deep as to what a mask could do and couldn't do.
Yeah, hang on a second. Here's where YouTube can put the blue mark. Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Linking to the UN.
So your double-layered cloth mask, right? So if the virus was a tennis ball, yeah, tennis ball size, the holes in your mask would be as big as your garage door.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
But they said then the left counters, yeah, but the virus is contained in a glob of booger or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say that virus is surrounded by something the size
great visual
of a yoga ball. Could you still get that yoga ball, throw it, and go right through your garage
door? Yeah, I could hit, even Olivia could hit that target.
Oh. All right, and then they say, well, it's sticky. It sticks to the fabric. All right, let's put glue all over the yoga ball and glue all around the garage door. Yeah. Do you think you could still get it through?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The masks don't work.
Fauci even said that at first. I heard a clip of him in the beginning. He said, don't wear the mask. Yeah, come on.
No,
are fidgeting with their mask, and they're all brown and icky. And
no, the CDC had up all the stats, because remember, this is SARS-CoV-2, right? We had SARS-1, and they did a whole bunch of studies on what masks work.
Yeah.
And they basically said anything short of an N95 is completely ineffective.
Worn properly.
And an N95 is 95% effective, maybe, if worn properly, if not handled, and, you know, so many ifs.
Yeah, you're not fidgeting. These are like doctors that are taught how to fit the mask and stuff.
Right.
You know? And no, we know it was a joke. They know it was a joke. Yep. I think this is ramping up because Angela went to Walmart earlier and she swears there's more people with masks.
There's,
I was like, are you noticing more?
Oh, no, I was like about to say there's still people with masks, which obviously I know it, but hard to wrap my mind around the fact that people are still doing that.
I saw a couple the other day and they're just saluting and going to the, you know, central command saying, yes, sir.
Yep.
I will wear that mask because these people are so smart. I mean, they think that the expert class knows everything. We know it doesn't work. But they'll bring it out again. Lionsgate Studio.
Yes, Lionsgate Studio.
Whatever.
Here's the really dumb thing. They're like, not on floors 1, 2, and 3, but on floors 5. And they picked two out of the
When
five
you
or
see
six
something
floors.
Like that, you have to question the mental capacity of the people putting out the information. Yes. I mean, you have to say, you know what? You're a moron.
Exactly.
I mean, you just can't sugarcoat it anymore. You just got to say, you are a complete moron. This makes no sense. I'm not doing that. This is stupid. Fire me.
Yeah. So you're in this.
There's a lot of jobs out there, folks.
You're in the Lionsgate building. You're on floor 1.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Floor 2. You're okay.
And
floor
then they all meet at lunch.
No matter. You know.
So stupid. Lionsgate. I guess I'll just avoid watching. Most of these movies are crap anyway.
You know, are they still on strike, all the writers and actors? Because
I haven't heard anything.
I don't care and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they put out a bunch of garbage anyway.
They really do.
And so, yeah, I think they're ramping this up because they need that control. The new vaccine boosters are coming out like next month or the month after that. So it's like, hey, we got to get the money machine rolling again. Mm-hmm. They want to scare people.
Yep.
They want to get control because Biden has no brain left and he's got to go back to the bunker. So anything we can do to not be in person.
Yep.
You know, it's awfully suspicious that, you know, this hits right now.
Oh, just wait till winter COVID comes.
Yeah, winter COVID when there's 8 cases or who cares if there's a bunch.
It's carried in the snowflakes.
Who cares? You know, who cares if it spikes up again? Mm-hmm. I don't want you to get sick, but really, you're going to be fine unless, you know, you're one of those small percentages that's not. That's life.
And did anywhere run out of hospital beds? No.
Yeah. Morgues, the trucks full of more, you know, bodies, and we got to rent the Burger King truck. Oh, the crap they told. If you believe anything these people say,
yep.
I don't even know. You should change the channel because I just don't think you're intelligent enough to listen to this show at this point. No, I'm serious. If you believe anything they say anymore, especially when it comes to the mask, I don't know what to do for you after pounding this for 3.5 years now.
Yeah,
and looking at the data, it's just ridiculous. Well, hopefully there's a change coming as far as the media, because we were talking last hour about what you thought you wanted people to talk about in the debate or questions and stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of them was the climate change aspect of it. And that's the media. That's the education system and all that. For the longest time, I mean, just think back not too long ago, you had a few network stations, a few news outlets, a couple big papers. You know, the sources weren't, there weren't a lot of stuff. Now it's just, it's like overload. There's so much. But the thing is, it's hard to shut all of that down because, okay, maybe YouTube can censor you, but then you can go to Rumble.
Yep.
Or you can go here, you can go there. It's really hard for them to turn this thing off. So the internet has been a great equalizer, although you have to sift through piles of debris.
Piles and piles of debris. Yeah, it's really bad. The climate change issue, what I was saying last hour was you can't just say it's fake.
Yeah.
That doesn't cut it. It's not going to get you the win.
Well, I agree. There's climate change. You can start with that.
You can start with that, and you can
shift what's causing it.
You could shift it to pollution. You could shift it to, if we don't have better roads, cars idle longer.
True.
Creating more pollution.
Yeah.
It's a problem we're facing here in Northern Arizona. They want to make fewer car lanes and more bicycle lanes, which I'm all for.
Biking. More traffic.
I love biking, but the more people sit at a light, that's the more junk coming out of their tailpipe. And then their solution is going to be EV cars. And we have to just point out,
the power comes from somewhere.
The power comes from somewhere.
Take off your mask, loosen the straps a little bit. The power comes from somewhere when you have an EV. And it's probably a coal plant, natural gas plant. Mm-hmm. You want to think it's solar. You feel good about that. From Chinese plants, you know,
that's making where China rich or in Africa.
Or you want to think it's a windmill that's chopping off birds' heads. It's ruining the view all over the place. Probably not, though. It's probably from petroleum based products.
Yes.
Maybe nuclear.
Or nuclear.
But you don't want nuclear. Most of these people don't want it. But I would tell them that, you know, regarding climate change, if you wanted to make a big change or just your local pollution, timing the stoplights. You're spending all this technology on sequestration and all this stuff that's never going to work.
Time
the stoplight so you're not sitting idling all the time when there's no traffic.
I asked the traffic engineer at the city of Flagstaff, Jeff Bauman. I asked him, I said, why don't we time the lights? He's like, it's too expensive.
Yeah, it's too expensive. Okay, so let's sequester the carbon instead. That's cheaper. Right there, talking about at the landfill doing all that
it's
stuff.
It's unbelievable.
Like, yeah, we can't time the lights, but we'll spend a couple $100 million on capturing carbon.
It's like, really? You can't put a couple of wireless computer.
Wow, it'd be cheaper to hire some people to sit there with a camera.
So there,
you know,
when the lights
or
break,
to just like direct the
no,
traffic.
No, yes, it's a jobs program. It's like, hey, you're out here begging for money. You know, you're panhandling. Yep. Let's just put on this hat and guide the traffic. I don't know if that'd be the safest, but
NEU does this. Northern Arizona University does this. If you drive through there at the busy hours, they've got students in yellow vests doing the stop,
sometimes
you go stop, and you know, it's old school and it works.
Sometimes the old ways work, and the simple, you try to make it so high tech and so complex, but just Olivier puts on a vest and makes, you know, $25 an hour to stand there for an hour during the busiest time saying go that way, go that way, and some of them get all into it and they dance you know, it's like a show and it's good for pollution locally.
That's right.
There we go. And good for our, you know, we do gobble down a lot of petroleum products. So less you idle, well, less we got to import from countries that don't like us. So, yeah, that's a real issue there.
Yeah, giving our money to countries that don't like us.
That's a real issue.
Whether we're buying gas from the Middle East or solar panels from China, exploiting Africa, like, we're sending money out of this country to fund a lot of these countries that are our enemies or practically our enemies, even if we're not at war with them.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah. Stop trying to take away my, you know, my gas furnace, my oven range, my hot water heater, because you think that's actually going to make a difference. You have got to be kidding me, you know, and try to do something real. Don't put out one more of those stupid climate action now plastic posters in your yard that's made of plastic. Oh, but it's recycled plastic. But how do you think they made it? Do you think they, you know, just gently put it together with rainbow glue or something? I mean, where do these people think this stuff comes from?
It's unbelievable.
See, I could never connect with the people you say I got to connect with, like the youngsters that this has been pumped into. We'll send Olivia. She's very smooth.
Well, the only question I have is like, do they genuinely believe this or do they just not have like a brain?
I think it's just been pumped into them. Yeah. So if you're told the same thing over and over again, I think, look, we're all fooled from time to time.
Yeah.
When you hear the same thing, it's hard to change your mind. Once you, and I can be wrong. I try not to admit it, but you can be wrong. But when you believe something for so long and then somebody shows you clear evidence that, no, it's different. This is not really step back. You're down that road already. It's hard to change people's minds back.
Okay. At least some of them must know deep down, though.
I would hope so.
I remember when Trump got elected, they had two different marches or rallies, right? The one was a woman's rally or whatever in D.C. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was the climate change rally. And I'm talking to my furthest left friend I have.
Yep.
And I'm like, did you bicycle there or drive? He's like, what difference does it make? I'm like, did you drive or not?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I drove. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Well, that doesn't make any
sense.
You're
not living by an example there at all.
And it's the same with, you know, Prescott's a pretty conservative city. Sedona's in the mix. Flagstaff's whack left, right? We're just so far left. So our city council is all about, you know, climate change, get rid of petroleum.
They all drive. They have reserved parking spots.
Yes.
It's not a bike spot. It's for a car.
For a car.
Go down there on when's their council meetings? Tuesday nights. It's still Tuesday.
They all drive.
They all have a car.
They're not even Ubering or taking the bus or taking the bicycle.
Carpooling.
The mayor should drive around and be picking up all the council
they
members.
Should. Like, Stop being a hypocrite.
Take the bus.
If you say you believe something.
Yeah, I want you to follow through.
What proves that you really believe it is that you follow through.
Yeah. Don't show up at the council meeting with your iPad made in China of all these materials and, you know, you want to talk about labor laws.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yeah, so no hypocrisy. All right, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. This is a way you can save on energy bills, which you would be impacting.
The climate.
The climate, I guess. Or you'd at least be impacting us buying from people that hate us and stuff because your energy bills are lower. You're using a lot of electric. They want to switch you all to electric. Get the blind. You lose through the windows. You do construction work.
Yes, yes.
Windows are a big one, but we love the windows because, and I have tons of them, and you bring nature inside basically. It's a great thing, but you close the blinds, it seals it in. Call the Blind Brothers. It keeps your heat in, keeps your cool in, keeps the heat out, et cetera, et cetera. Call the Blind Brothers. They'll get you some great blinds, shutters, or shades. That's what Angela and I did. They did an awesome job for us. Here's their number. Mention the Jeff Orvich Show when you call, by the way, because you get half off installation. 928-634-2423. Blind Brothers, 928-634-2423. Or go to theblindbrothers.com.
This is the Jeff Orvich Show.
Gutter Helmet's been here on the show for 3 years now. There's a reason for it because so many of my listeners throughout northern Arizona have found that this is the best, the number one gutter protection system out there. It's not one of those cheesy screens or the leaf filter that just gets clogged up with all the junk. No, Gutter Helmet's got 40 years of experience, offers the best manufacturer's lifetime transferable warranty on performance and material. If you don't want to clean those gutters anymore, you don't want to go up on the roof, then you need to call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, right now at 928-318-6555. Never clean your gutters again. In fact, if you call or text right now and mention the Jeff Orvich Show, you can save up to 30%. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, at 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555. Or go to gutterhelmetsnaz.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Orvich Show.
R60. Do we bring this up now? You tell me this at the break.
Well, you're talking
Mark about... Mark Howitz talking about the energy code.
You know, one of our supporters is the Blind Brothers.
Yeah.
And I'm all for getting the best blinds you can because your windows are about a really good window, a really, really good one. It's about an R3.5.
That's like nearly nothing.
Nearly nothing.
Yeah.
They're it's talking right now your ceiling required by code insulation is R49.
What does that mean?
So it's basically
the thickness?
Kind of the thickness, yeah.
What is that? Is it like that?
No, it's closer to like 18 inches. And so
18, that's how much insulation you're putting in the attic ceiling. Okay, yeah. To keep, because you lose most airs rising up.
So we used to be R38, and the city of Flagstaff said, well, if we go to R49, you could save $1,200 a year on your energy bill.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm like, that's not, I don't even spend that much. I can't save more than I spend.
You're going to be making money on this deal.
I know. And so, but the problem is, once you do that, the trusses at the where they meet the walls on the exterior of your house, there's not enough room to get that insulation in there. So now you have to build a special truss.
There goes your savings.
That adds about 10 to 15% or more to your cost of building your trusses. And there goes your savings, right? So now they're talking about going to R60, We're talking,
what would that 24 inches of insulin?
Yeah, something. It depends on what you use. So, okay. Those are fiberglass. Or,
okay.
You
know, but we're talking thick.
Thick, like bounce house.
So
thick.
You went from R38, you said?
Yeah, well, originally it was R30.
R30.
Then we went to R38.
38.
Then 49.
49.
And the new 60. One coming out is
this
60.
Is the International
Energy Code.
Energy Code, which is the International Building Codes.
Yeah,
international. Cities feel like they have to adopt the year that it's in because whoever comes up with this crap, it's like the scam in college with the textbooks, I think. Actually, you got to buy all the new textbooks every year.
You do, and the funny thing is that's the 2021 code, which we haven't even gotten to adopting yet. So by the time we get around to adopting it, there's going to be a 2024 code out. But
you said you wanted the presidential candidates tonight, the Republicans that are there, minus Trump, to talk about housing.
Housing.
They never talk about the real housing.
The cost.
Things, the cost. The government regulation. Remember when they went to the blower door test a few years back, where your house has to be so airtight
that you die of radon gas.
Yeah, exactly. It's so airtight you have to seal everything up. That you. The reason why they probably don't want natural gas supply anymore, because if there's even the slightest leak, that thing goes up like Chernobyl.
Well, it's worse than
it's
that.
So sealed up.
So I'm in the contracting business, and I had a buddy that we changed his windows out in his house, and it became so airtight and so efficient that his old furnace. Now, old furnaces were designed to draw combustion from the house.
Yep.
Between that running and his fireplace running, it drew the fumes back into the house. Mm. They almost both died.
Carbon monoxide.
He woke up, still had enough sense to open a window. His wife didn't wake up. She did live, but there's a point where you make your house so tight it's dangerous and not healthy for you.
Yeah, I like a little bit of
fresh
breathing.
Air.
Yeah. You get a leak, at least there's some. I mean, it doesn't have to be drafty.
No.
But these people are trying to make it like a biosphere.
They'll never acknowledge it either. And even if they're so wrong, which they are all the time, they'll just keep going on because they won't admit that they're wrong.
These are the people that they can't admit the gas can's wrong.
Right.
That's the question I want on the debate.
What will you do about the
gas can? What do you do about the gas can? No, I'm serious. And I heard DeSantis actually mention the gas can.
Yep.
You cannot fix America till you fix the gas can, because it is so obvious that it's jacked up, and it's like, we don't know what to do. We don't want to fix that. It's real easy. This is the easiest.
Get rid of the rule and fire the people that
get rid of the rule, fire the people that did, make them change everyone's things back, and you guys screwed this up. Change that.
Yes.
I would have more faith in government if you came out and within a year and said, we were wrong on this. This is stupid.
Yep.
I've poured this gas can. It has gas all over the place now. It is an environmental hazard. It's a safety hazard. The can goes like this. It blows up in the heat.
Yep.
It's like, I'm waiting for this thing to burst. And if you open the thing up, it shoots out the top. Out. And then in the cold, it goes, it shrinks up.
Yeah.
So you look at the seams on the gas can, they're all starting to crack.
Yep.
These people are monumentally stupid, and you can prove to them and show to them in just a couple minutes the gas can's broken, fix the gas can.
Here's what they won't do. They won't just get rid of the rule and go back to what it was. They'll come up with a new improved
They keep
gas
doing
can.
It. You keep seeing, I have all the iterations of the gas can. I have the, all the changes, they keep coming up. They're worse every time.
Yep.
I need assistance to pour a can of gas. It's just ridiculous. All right. Love your thoughts. Anything you think they should talk about, we'd love to share. And maybe tomorrow we'll be like, oh, you were right on, or you were wrong. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Get those comments in. Please subscribe to the podcast as well and the YouTube channel now, the Rumble channel. Look up Jeff Horvitz. Hey, you need to get your home refinanced. You need to buy a new home. Go ahead and call Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She'll be able to help you out. Kim Dawson did an excellent job for me and Angela refinancing a multifamily property. So she's the girl here in Northern Arizona who gets stuff done. And what I like about Nova Home Loans is largest privately owned mortgage lender in the state of Arizona. So they can act like a bank, but they also have the ability to act like a broker and find you the best deal out there. Call Kim Dawson, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show, get $250 off when you get to closing. It's a great deal. You need all the money you can get when you're doing this stuff. 928-310-6458. 928-310-6458. Or go to NovaHomeLoans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show.
This is Jeff Horvitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com.
You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Comments, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Olivia and Mark Howard are here with me. Glenn Least from WT Wealth Management is here as well. Stick around this last couple segments. Then we're going to go into overtime if you don't want to watch the debate.
I liked Glenn's point on the break here.
You can watch us.
So if the country is sick and the country needs a doctor,
yeah,
what do you prioritize? You said the four Ps. You really said that well.
Yeah. So I actually had years ago someone teach me how to vote, and they call it the four Ps, and it goes in order for this reason. So first is you look at the person's platform. You know, what platform are they running under? Is it Democrat, Republican, Independent? Because based on that, they're going to hold certain principles that are required of the party. So you have platform first. Second is, what are the principles of that individual? What do they stand for? What is important to them? What are their values? Next one in the hierarchy is policies. What kind of policies are they recommending? Because policies have a huge effect. And lastly, fourth in the totem pole is the person. And so you go in that order because so here's an example. So you can have someone who maybe as a person, you may not want to be best friends with, you know, maybe they're just not the person you want to, you know, hang out with, but they've got good principles, good policies, and have a good platform. Mm-hmm. Oppositely, you can have a guy who seems really nice, like a super nice guy, but have awful principles, awful policies. You know,
pretty much most of Congress.
Yeah. So it's like,
well, the classic example is Obama, right? He's well spoken, good-looking guy, good personality.
You think, oh, this guy, I like this guy. I'm going to get a beer with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang out.
Right. And I think that's a trap a lot of us fall into, as we look at them at the person and make that the number one on the totem pole, which is not how you should be voting. That's important, but it's further down the list than what we should make it. You know.
Yeah, okay. So we get them all up on stage, mm-hmm. right? Yep. And the Fox debate here is starting just in a little bit, Rumble or Fox News. Get them up on stage, and it's kind of like that. Wasn't that Masked Singer or something where you don't have, they have like the costume on, so you can't see them. Ooh. And you have them pour the gas, yep. you know, just to see if they know how to pour the gas out of the government gas can, right? And then you start the skills with the hammering. You know, do you know how to put a nail?
You mean once
in a board?
You put out the fire that they start?
I mean,
the
yeah,
gas.
These guys. These guys are.
It should just be a race. You give them all a 5-gallon can of gas.
Yeah, who can fill something?
Who can fill something the fastest?
Yeah, and get the most gas in there with the government
that
gas
rips
can.
Rips the top off, pokes his old breather hole.
I'm voting for that person.
That's the one. He wins.
So you got the person that shows up with the funnel that's this big, because that's what I got now.
Yep.
And he sticks that in there, and everybody's looking at him like, oh my God, what are you doing? And he rips off the government nozzle, throws it out, and then he takes a nail and hammers the hole in it or whatever, and he just dumps it all in. He's like, president.
Yeah, you could do like Price is Right, and you know they all have to answer the question, how much is a gallon of milk cost? And whoever gets the closest, they get a point. Like, because wasn't that one of the presidents had asked that of his adversary, and they had no clue what the cost of the gallon was?
Shops for him.
Yeah, because they had no, they were
so out of touch.
Out of touch. That's what the point of that question was. So
that's a good. I like that. After they're done with the gas, gas should probably be last because that's gonna get messy.
Yeah,
you know. But you know what a loaf of bread costs? Ice cream. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you know what that ice cream costs, Biden, that you're slobbering all over the place. He's like now have no
six,
clue.
$7 now. Yeah.
Sometimes more. I don't even. And it's not even a gallon. Do you know that it used to actually be a gallon? Like some of the ice cream places or makers or whatever, like now a gallon. It's like, no, it was always a gallon. You guys, or half a gallon.
Half a gallon, sorry.
You always made it. Well, we buy the big size. We have the big.
No, that's true. We went through that whole phase where they
shrink, shrinkflation. Yep.
You get this little pint, and you're like, oh, it's like two servings.
Yeah, that's I like that idea about the pricing. I think that, and okay, if you are, okay, I don't want to stereotype here, and somebody's going to be like, blah, 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 but whatever, who cares? Women do a lot of the shopping. Women do a lot of the grocery shopping, right?
I don't know.
You do the grocery shopping now.
I do the Instacart and order it, and I do a lot more.
Me and Mark are a little older, so this is probably where I have the generational problem going on right now.
Well, here's what happens.
But Angela will be like, "Here's what something costs." She's like, "You know what that?" I was like, "I have no idea. I just go and grab whatever." She's like, "I can't believe you grabbed that. That's not on sale." I mean, a lot of okay, I'm not trying to offend anyone. A lot of women do shopping for the household.
Sure, yes, yeah. And they have the experience. When somebody like me who goes once every 3 months and shops.
I noticed.
My wife's like, how did you spend $500?
T-bones, baby.
And
I'm like, you know,
exactly. Chips and salsa.
Yeah,
and
it's like the best. Yeah, the best.
My wife always says, "You know how many like jugs of salsa we have?" I'm like, I don't know, but it's never enough. You always get more salsa, more chips,
fresh.
You know,
yeah. Got, in my family, it's like when I go, it's dangerous.
It is.
She tries for me not to go. So, all right, that's a good idea. I like that one. It's the best idea I've heard in quite a while. So, all right, love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Just a couple of quick items that we didn't never really touch on this except for quickly in the beginning of the show, which was a long time ago now. The Wagner guy.
The Russian guy
who had, he's like the billionaire head of this mercenary group, which they were relying on heavily for Ukraine. Russia was relying on. Yep. Then he did the attempted coup.
Yep.
Like so, 2 months ago. And right when he did that coup, I was like, he's going to hang himself, get shot in the head five times, jump out of building and, you know,
such
crash
a weird
right?
story.
I mean, you go against Putin.
Yeah.
Done.
You're done.
Plane got down.
So he's such a weird story. They were using him in Ukraine and super bright guy, apparently. But he was actually taking prisoners and convicts and using them.
Conscripting them. Yeah, conscripting them.
And then the Russians, the regulars, wouldn't give him ammunition. And he was just pissed. And he actually took Russian soldiers hostage and said, "I need your tanks and ammunition. I'm not giving your hostages back until I get them so I can fight." And eventually it turned into a military
little coup going on. He's going to march on Moscow, yeah.
And so he, what they did find out was he had numerous aliases, passports, doppelgangers, all this going on. So his plane crashed along with a bunch of his comrades, 10 people there.
Yeah, a wing got off, and I heard reports that they saw a trail.
You know,
who knows?
You know Putin is going to try to do you in once you do Putin wrong. Right?
Generally, wings don't fall off planes and they go.
Generally, especially in clear air.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows, right? But I mean, it's
unusual.
But what
we don't know is, did they actually get him or was it a doppelganger?
Yeah, he might be with Elvis.
Because he's been in and out of Africa and Ukraine. And why in the world would you go to Moscow when you know you've made Putin so mad? And he's flying from Moscow to St. Petersburg. I'm just like, you can't be that smart, that wealthy, and that dumb.
Go against Putin, you, it's something happens.
Wasn't that the problem with Osama bin Laden? He had so many doppelgangers, like he never knew if you really got the real
one. Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
And Saddam Hussein. Yeah,
he had all kinds of, you know, extras.
When they caught him, they identified him by
extras.
They knew he had various injuries. You know, they look at the dental records, they look at the injuries, they know he had the scars.
They take a DNA test.
You know, try to figure it out. Yeah. But he had tons of people that look like him, Saddam Hussein.
Anyway, that's all I know about that, and you'll probably never know anything more unless the guy shows up somewhere. But then it could be his extra. You just don't even know anymore. It could be an AI.
Here's the extra weird thing, though, is the U.S. Had basically boycotted, and I forget the other word, but, you know, they basically, this Wagner guy.
Yeah.
They were.
They
took his money, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's like the Russians and the U.S. are both working against this guy.
Yeah. I'm sure he had the money elsewhere. Yeah, so. What a mess. Okay, this story of Oliver Anthony. I find it fascinating. Yep. I mean, this is like 2 weeks that this has happened to this. I don't even think it's been 2 weeks. And, you know, he's a Richmond, North of Richmond was the song that he did on, like, YouTube. And, you know, he expected like a couple hundred thousand hits. He's this guy, we've told you all about this, but he's this guy that's basically, he lives in a bought some land. You know, he's trying to be a farmer, basically. He's been fired factory worker. He admits he's had problems with alcohol, drug abuse,
mental
depression,
problems,
yep. mental. I mean, you run the gambit of you know, America today, basically, right?
Yep.
And writes that song, Rich Men North of Richmond, basically calling out that these people just don't give a lick about you. And talking about the D.C. folks and all that, and that something's deeply wrong in America. You probably heard the song, right?
Yeah.
Something's deeply wrong in America, basically. It catapults.
His voice is incredible.
I love Raw. I mean, I'm like a, you know, you go back to Muddy Waters, you go back to Johnny Cash, you know, all these people that's just like, you get up there, they can just do an instrument, and their voice is just kind of raw, natural. I mean, this guy's recording outside on an iPhone. with one mic and some processing, you can tell, but not a, it's not a studio record. Look it up. It's worth downloading. Give the guy 99 cents on iTunes or whatever, right? Richmond, north of Richmond. And he gets some of that, obviously. He's an independent guy. He says he's turned down an $8 million deal already. And I would too, because he is defying the system. It used to be you had to go through the system. You had to get a record contract. Yeah. You had to play the game. You know, you want to be, Angela was talking about this earlier with me, you want to be the next, you want to go from state representative to senator or next to governor. You got to keep playing. The whole system's rigged and you got to keep playing the game. He's saying no. And he's also reading the Bible too. You see that? Beginning of the concert he had, he's like, he reads a verse first. Yeah. So the left is, you know, this guy's trouble for them.
Yep.
They can't understand this. He is now number one on the Billboard 100 chart. He just knocked out Luke Combs, you know, you drive a car, fast car, that old
Tracy Chapman song.
And Jason Aldean, who was making a statement too.
Right.
Number one.
Love it.
Number one. And I love it. And now this is what I love too. And this is what's so great about America. I knew he was making money. And this is just a prediction that somebody made that's in the industry, because the guy has 32 million downloads on this or YouTube watches and a bunch. He's number one on iTunes. He's got like the top 5 or 6 out of 20.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, even if Apple's taking most of the money, that's a lot of downloads. Somebody is predicting, some record that knows this stuff, who knows, so-called expert, it could be totally wrong, that he's raking in 40 grand a day now.
Could be.
For the past couple weeks. And I'm like, I hope he does well. And I hope he is surrounded by good people.
Yep.
Because, you know, this kind of instant fame, that could be.
Yeah.
It seems like he's got a good head, though. It seems like he's saying, hey, I'm going to do it my way. I don't need the big deal. And you don't. Yeah. You've already made it.
And he's really sharp. He's either really sharp or he's got some really sharp guy advising him not to take the record deal. Because the record company will just use you for all your worth to make money for themselves.
They're going
to
grind you.
And dump you once they stop making money.
Yeah. John Rich is a friend of his. Okay. He was like canceled. He's a country guy. Have you heard of him? And he's like, I guess he was telling him, don't take the deal. And he's like, I'll produce it for you if you want, but you already kind of did it. So on that note, I mean, a lot of these stars, they get into so much trouble. I was like depressed last night. I finished watching that, Tammy and, George and Tammy. It's like George Jones and Tammy Wynette, you know, like a docudrama on them. Mm-hmm. Oh man, it drugs, you know, just drugs and alcohol and that fame. You know, and just keeping that up. And it was a really sad story how, you know, he was an severe alcoholic, but he kind of straightened out. She was just, they were just pumping her up.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the people around her, the money people, the managers, just keep them going, keep me. It's just,
it started with Elvis, right?
I mean, yeah.
And even like before that, as much as you can to keep them out there on stage so that record company can make their money.
Another, cause they make the money on touring too. So do another tour. And you know, she's like 55 when she died. She looked like she's 85. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was sad. What happened. So I wish him the best. And if you are into supporting people that, you know, are saying words that you're like, okay, this needs to be said, and that the left wants to cancel.
Yep.
I think it's great. I talked to the station. I was like, is he on BMI? I don't hear him playing yet on the radio.
Yeah.
That's absent terrestrial radio, which is huge. You know,
and they'll have to get in that. I suspect he'll do a radio edit because he does say BS at the beginning of the song.
Yeah. I played a little clip and I had to.
A little radio edit.
Yeah, I get it. But you would need the radio version to go out. All right, love your thoughts. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. That's TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. Hey, if you're thinking about physical gold and silver, call Justin at Desert Gold Exchange. Mention The Jeff Horvitz Show. Get a free investor's kit. Get as much knowledge nowadays and all this stuff as possible. I did see the BRICS Nation met yesterday. I got to really look into that. They were talking about a gold-backed currency. It's a future topic for us. They're talking about that. We'll see what actually happened there. Justin keeps the overhead low. They pass those savings on to you. That's big because gold and silver is like it's spot price. It's those fees and commissions that really get you. Here's the number. Desert Gold Exchange, a family company based right here in Arizona, 888-852-4343. That's 888-852-4343. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Is the Biden economic disaster hitting your household a bit harder than you expected? Is inflation killing your personal budget? Now, Just Wireless was here for you in 2009, and they are here for you in 2023. Why would you pay full price for a new smartphone when you can get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless and save a whole bunch of money? Or if you're like me, I've taken my smartphone to Just Wireless to get it repaired. They've taken care of cracked screens, charging port problems. They can also change out that battery. Check out Just Wireless's two locations in Flagstaff, across from the Flagstaff Mall and also on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Stop on by today and see how your hometown, locally owned cell phone guru can help you save money. And also check them out at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com. So my plan is watch the debate on Rumble, which is, the debate starts at 6, so here in a few minutes. But I'm going to be a little late because we're going to go into extra innings, I guess you'd call it, a third hour here with Glenn Least from WT Wealth Management, because we got to talk some of the ESG craziness, which we did a couple weeks ago, but we're expanding that.
Yeah.
So if you bail and you go watch the debate, that's fine. You know, you can watch the podcast. I'm going to watch, like, you know, you hit play on Rumble and it starts it.
Yep.
There's no time.
That's, you know, the beautiful thing about it.
It's live. Everything's live. Yeah. it's kind of like live, though. So that's my plan. Another one that came up, though, is that they should ask tonight, and that goes along with what I was asking for, which was monetary policy, but they'll do it in a way of inflation. That's how they won't bring up monetary policy per se. They're going to bring up inflation. You know, why? You know, what are you going to do that the bread costs twice as much? And it's like, half of them don't even know why.
Right.
But that it'll come in that context tonight, and it should. And I hope they discuss what the root causes are of this inflation. I mean, like maybe $9 trillion of made up money.
Yep.
Things like that during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they'll bring back the stimulus checks too. If Biden gets his way and wants everything to mask up.
Kevin, why not just cut the taxes? Why do they have to take it and then just give us back a little bit? Just give us a tax.
I don't know why we got to send it to these people and then they remit it back in little dribs and drabs.
Exactly.
You know, it's a shame. All right. So, yeah, skip ahead in the podcast if you're listening, and we'll continue on with Glenn Least. Subscribe or follow on Rumble, subscribe on YouTube and the podcast as well. Appreciate it. And stick around, or we'll see you back here tomorrow.